So the Winter Games are over, and there's another week before the Paralympics start in South Korea. So yeah, we get it if you're going through a little sports withdrawal. You're in luck, though. We've got this story for you about a champion athlete. When he competes, though, there's usually no one else in the race. From just outside Paris, here's Rebecca Rossman with his story.
I'm inside the Velodrome National for the Coupe d'Hiver cycling finals outside of Paris. About 120 cyclists are competing in different races. But the big draw is this. Robert Marchand turned 106 in November. Today he's doing a 4,000-meter solo race, about 16 laps. He's also wearing his signature purple and yellow cycling suit and pink helmet. This is hardly Marchand's first rodeo. He set multiple cycling world records since his 100th birthday in 2011, making him the world's oldest competitive cyclist. Last year, he set a new world record in the 105-year-old and up category, a category created just for him, after he cycled 14 miles in an hour. In January, French media reported that Marchand was retiring from cycling per the advice of his doctors. That turned out to be wrong. Jean-Michel Richefort with the French Cycling Association says even though Marchand's doctor told him he shouldn't race anymore, he said, "I'm the one who decides, and I want to ride a bike." Marchand was born in northern France in November 1911. That's about 6 months before the Titanic set sail, and nearly 3 years before the start of World War I. He hopped on a bike for the first time when he was 3 years old. But when he was 22, Marchand's coach discouraged him from cycling professionally.
I was told I was too small and that I would never be a champion.
He's about 5 foot tall and 115 pounds. So he tried gymnastics and boxing, where his wiry frame would be an asset.
I did pyramids. I was the smallest, so I was always at the top.
After becoming a gymnast and boxer, Marchand held dozens of different jobs over the years. In Paris, he was a firefighter. In Venezuela, he worked as a truck driver and sugarcane planter in the 1940s. Then he went to Canada, where he chopped wood as a lumberjack. After he'd had enough of the Canadian winters, he came back to France in the late 60s and settled in the northeast Paris suburb of Mitry-Mory, where he still lives today. Marchand shows me around his modest studio apartment, which includes a single bed, trophies and ribbons along the walls. Then there's one of Marchand's most prized possessions, his exercise bike.
Every day, I do 10 to 12 minutes of physical exercise.
When he was just shy of his 100th birthday, Marchand confided in his friend Gérard Missler about a crazy idea he had.
Il m'a confié à 99 ans qu'il voulait établir un record du monde des plus.
He said he wanted to establish a world record category of 100 years and over for one-hour track cycling.
So Missler, a cyclist himself, made some calls and became Marchand's coach. In 2012, Marchand set a world record by cycling 15 miles in an hour at the age of 100.
Ben je dis moi, je fais pas ça pour épater le monde. Je fais ça parce que c'est pour prouver.
I don't do this to be a world champion. I do it to prove that if you follow a healthy lifestyle, you can still do a number of things, even when you are old.
That healthy lifestyle includes eating lots of fruit and vegetables and very little meat. He doesn't smoke and only drinks the occasional glass of wine. Marchand says his cycling adventures are a chance to relive his youth. But one of his happiest moments happened in 2017, when he set his last world record.
J'ai passé un moment magnifique. C'est le jour que j'ai battu le record, que je suis devenu champion du monde.
I had a magnificent moment the day I became champion du monde. To be on top of the podium in front of all these people singing the French national anthem, it was a moment of incredible emotion.
Un moment d'émotion formidable. Voilà.
Marchand says, contrary to what's been reported, he plans to keep pedaling for as long as he can stretch his legs. For The World, Rebecca Rossman, Paris.